The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, yesterday announced that government-funded seasonal influenza, flu, and COVID-19 vaccinations are to begin on October 1. While the number of flu and COVID-19 cases dropped slightly last week, prevention is important, especially as school starts next week, it added. People aged 18 years or older who receive a dose of flu, COVID-19, or pneumococcal vaccine, whether government-funded or paid out of pocket, would receive a health coin, CDC Director General Philip Lowe, Chinese letter, said. Photo. Hu Chiyu, Taipei Times. The health coin program is to be launched in October, and details of the program, including the amount of coins offered for each vaccine, would be announced tomorrow, Lowe said. The CDC has procured a record 7,050,150 doses of flu vaccines and 2.4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines, he said. The vaccines include 200,790 doses of an enhanced influenza vaccine, which offer 20 to 30% better protection, for the first time, and they will be prioritized for elderly residents of long-term care facilities, he said. Trivalent flu vaccines targeting an A H1N1 strain, an AH3N2 strain, and a B strain have been selected for the upcoming flu season, Lowe said, adding that they cover the dominant virus strain that is spreading locally and should provide good protection. The COVID-19 vaccines include 2.2 million doses by Moderna, 1.9 million next-generation single-dose vaccines targeting the XFG variant, and 300,000 doses of the current multidose vial vaccine targeting the JN1 variant, and 200,000 doses by Novavax targeting the XFG variant, he said. The next-generation single-dose COVID-19 vaccine has a less active mRNA ingredient per dose and offers robust immunity, but is only eligible for people aged 12 or older, while the multidose vial vaccine would be offered to children under 12, he added. Eligibility for the first phase of flu and COVID-19 vaccination are the high-risk groups listed in previous years, Lowe said. However, the list has been expanded to include new categories: public health specialists, actual caregivers of infants under 6 months old, and non-temporary kitchen and administrative workers at childcare centers, he said. For the COVID-19 vaccine, the category of young children aged 6 months to before entering elementary has been revised to children under 6 who have never received a COVID-19 vaccine, he said. The second phase is to begin on November 2, with people aged 50 to 64 years old eligible for both vaccines, Lowe said. Medical visits for flu last week totaled 94,340, 2.5% lower than the previous week, CDC Epidemic Intelligence Center Director Gu Hongwei, Chinese letter, said, adding that 64 severe cases and 15 deaths were confirmed. For COVID-19, 24,995 cases were reported last week, about 6% fewer than the week before, but 59 severe cases and 19 deaths were confirmed, he said. As some schools are opening next week, and flu and COVID-19 activity remains high, people should still take preventive measures, Lowe said. The COVID-19 epidemic period is expected to continue into next month, while flu and enterovirus cases might increase after school starts, and the risk of dengue fever is increasing due to heavy rainfall, CDC Deputy Director General Lin Minchang, Chinese letter, said. There are still about 109,000 doses of free COVID-19 vaccines available for people aged 6 or older before September 9, he said. Aside from vaccination, washing hands thoroughly with soap, wearing a mask in crowded or poorly ventilated venues, resting at home when sick, and eliminating mosquito breeding grounds are encouraged to reduce risks of spreading diseases, Lin said. Ugandan immigration authorities have returned the passports of 4 Taiwanese after withholding the travel documents at Entebbe International Airport. Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman H. Sai O. Quangwai, Chinese letter, said yesterday. After hearing about the incident, the ministry immediately instructed its representative office in Somaliland, which is responsible for affairs involving Uganda, to closely monitor the situation and work with the Uganda-Taiwanese Chamber of Commerce to communicate with the authorities there, HSIO said. The passports were returned to their holders on Wednesday local time, he said. The incident followed an earlier incident in which Ugandan immigration officials withheld the passports of two Taiwanese. China has completed the first phase of construction on Antelope Reef, Lingyang Reef, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, in the Paracel Islands, Zisha Islands, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, building an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea that analysts say will form part of its largest military base. Satellite images showed the reclaimed feature, which Taiwan also claims, in outline for the first time, with barges and dredgers having left after at least 6 months of work in the busy waterway. The completion shows the South China Sea as an increasingly militarized arena of competition between China and the U.S. and its allies. The northern part of a fire and subsequent explosion in a residential area in Tainan early yesterday injured 15 people and damaged 68 homes, the Tainan City Fire Bureau said. The Bureau said it received a report at 1:12 a.m. yesterday that a pile of waste in a vacant lot in Annan districts, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Haidian Road, had caught fire and exploded, adding that it dispatched 144 firefighters and 53 fire trucks to battle the blaze and evacuate nearby residents. It took more than 4 hours to extinguish the fire, it said. The incident damaged 11 privately owned vehicles, as well as 8 fire engines, 1 ambulance, and 2 disaster deluge. The Tainan City government requested 5 mobile water pumps from the central government to supplement the 511 pumps. It had already prepared torrential rain caused by the combined effects of southwesterly winds and a low-pressure belt battered southern Taiwan yesterday, causing widespread flooding across Tainan, Kaohsiung, and Pingtung County. More than 2,300 people were evacuated as authorities warned of continued heavy rain through tomorrow. Tainan, Kaohsiung, and Pingtung County yesterday announced that work and classes would remain suspended today for the second consecutive day amid heavy rain and flooding. Chai, Hualien, and Taitung counties later, last night also announced that work and classes would be canceled today. The Kaohsiung City government said it expected cumulative rainfall over the 5-day period of the low-pressure system to